Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. Here are a few quick divorce tips that we provide our clients. Number one, don't move out of your house just because your wife tells you to. Remember, that's your house too. And number two, don't blow through the financial statements that you file with the court. These are key exhibits, and they often make or break your case. And number three, watch the social networking. Expect your wife's lawyer to do a thorough online search. And incidentally, this is a two-way street. Now, a bonus tip. Partner with your attorney in assembling evidence. You're one of the two leading experts on your life and marriage. Your attorney needs your input to achieve your goals. And finally, talk to your attorney before taking action. Good luck.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's San Francisco area attorneys, a partner men can count on, online at CordellCordell.com. Offices in San Francisco, San Mateo, and San Jose. Se habla español. Legal services available in English and Spanish. Kimberly Llewellyn, licensed in California.
This is a download from BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
Good morning, I'm Shara Kutin with me, Tan Chung Han, and we have on the line Leung Kok Wen, Senior Analyst with RHB Research Institute.
Good morning, Kok Wen. All right, we want to get your initial take on Ma Sing's near 55 million ringgit deal there in Central. What do you think about that?
Hi, the total cost is actually 124 million because you need to take the 78% of the 95 million land cost also. So it's a JV deal. Ma Sing has a 78% stake in it. The land cost is around 348 ringgit per square foot. Not bad, and it's also reasonable compared to the price that UA paid like 4 or 5 years ago.
But isn't the Central market already very competitive? I mean, how much upside can this project contribute to Ma Sing's earnings outlook?
It will be even more competitive now. Ma Sing's strategy is to price the product slightly cheaper and the unit sizes are also smaller so that the absolute unit pricing is more affordable. I think the general property market is still quite soft now and hence developers are trying their ways to generate sales. So it's the same for Ma Sing. They are targeting the affordable range and the margins, therefore, for this kind of product should be slightly lower. And given that, you know, the project has a GDV of 1.3 billion ringgit, the project could possibly give about maybe 15 to 20 million earnings per year on average for about maybe 5-6 years. So this is about like 5% to the current earnings.
Now, you mentioned Ma Sing targeting that affordable range. And from what I understand, that was also the rationale for that other deal, the acquisition, the one in Titi Wangsa. But apparently, there's a hiccup there. Tell us more about that.
Apparently, Ma Sing received a letter from an attorney saying that there is a competing claim to the rightful ownership of the land. So management, as far as I understand, they are currently in the midst of verifying that. So if it's a long drawn out process, it could possibly delay the targeted launch, which is supposed to be in the second half of this year. Hope it's not too complicated.
Yeah, I think many prospective Ma Sing customers also share that sentiment. Now, given that Ma Sing has recently raised 650 million ringgit in perpetual bonds, now can we expect the company to go on a land bank acquisition spree already, considering what they've done in Central and Titi Wangsa?
Possible. 650 million plus some gearing, Ma Sing could actually buy a lot of land. So far, both Central and Titi Wangsa land are costing them around 180 million. So, yeah, there could be more to come.
All right, last but not least, we understand you have a buy call on Ma Sing with a target price of 1.68 ringgit per share. What's the rationale for that call?
Well, I think the land bank activities could actually be the share price driver. And also, you know, we expect the broad property market to gradually recover in late 2017 after being a three-year market contraction since late 2014. So, but of course, you know, there are still some headwinds. You know, for example, the bank the mortgage financing from the banks are still quite stringent because, you know, the salaries are not catching up and, you know, GDP growth is still not too strong yet at the moment. So hopefully, you know, by later part of this year, hopefully the overall market will be stronger.
So with that in mind, again, RHB Research Institute has a buy call on Maxing with a target price of 1.68 ringgit per share. Looking at Maxing right now, it is at 1.55 ringgit per share. That's down 0.6%. Colwyn, thank you so much for speaking to us here on The Morning Run.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. At Cordell & Cordell, we encourage our clients to participate, to recognize how essential their role in this process is. They've got to be willing to help us help them. And by working jointly in a sort of partnership, we're more likely to get the best possible outcome for our clients. And that's really the standard that our clients can fairly hold us to, is what is the best possible outcome for them. So clients who are facing divorce need to recognize that for them to succeed, they need a partnership between them and their attorney.
The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men maximize their role in their children's lives. Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's San Francisco area attorneys, a partner men can count on. 650-389-1111. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. Offices in San Francisco, San Mateo, and San Jose. Se habla español. Legal services available in English and Spanish. Kimberly Llewellyn, licensed in California.